blank.
Let me pull up sheets. All right. All right, yo. It's the Blessed League podcast episode 12. I think I said 12 last episode, but this is the real episode 12. We got our usual host in here, little Philly, Blake. What it do? I got the applause soundbite playing. And we got our guest, recurring guest, E-Free 315, no chloro. What it do, man?
What's up, the reborn?
What it do? Yeah. Yo, man. Let me just kick it off with, what am I gonna say here? It's not going well for the Packers right now. I don't even remember the last game I won. I think it was against the Preacher, possibly. Some, you know, easy game. I've been losing all my games. I lost a close. It all started when I lost a close game to Wade. Terrible. I lost that close game with the interception at the goal line with the, like, 5 seconds left on the clock. And then since then, let me see this. What has it been? Yeah, I lost 23-7 to him. Then I lost to Lucas, bailed out by Saquon. Then I lost to Millen. I wasn't even really trying. Then I lost to... oh, no. Then I beat Wade. Things were on the up. And then I got smacked by Randy, smacked by Griff. And I got 2 games left. I don't even know if I should play them. But yeah, you know, that's the Packers right now. What about y'all niggas?
Cardinals, you know, we started slow. We were 3-3. We won 8 or 9 in a row, something like that. Getting in the playoff form, ready to go for the three-peat.
Sickening. Who? Oh! Three-peat. If anybody lets this happen, because I took a year off, you know, I'm not in the playoffs. If people let this happen, let little Philly get this, this three-peat. But I don't know if we can keep playing in this league. Like, is there a point?
The boots on the way.
Sickening. We have to. Our walk.
We need to move.
Well. Yeah. So, Blake kind of outlined already, but I kind of control my own destiny. So, essentially, I am winning the division right now. If I win out, I mean, it's mine. I play Patriots, then Dolphins. So
2 division games.
2 tough games. Gotta get them both though.
Who?
Yeah, 3 division games to end the season. So but I've won 3 in a row to get to this point, so gotta win 5 in a row to win the division. Players are starting to play well, you know. Got the coach. Coach has been doing well all season, you know, coaching them up, getting the XP for him.
Where coming off the game of the week 3.
Yeah, that was nice. First time I played him. Actually, I didn't really know kind of what to expect, but he couldn't stop the run, so I was just said, screw it, I'm going to keep on running. So,
cheesing the bailout.
But yeah, I mean,
he does have a hard time stopping the run. That's why I lost my last game, yeah, because Kamara got injured.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, things are looking like my young players are starting to actually like be pretty good. So, you know, it's looking positive, which is good.
Baker's looking, he was looking a little comfortable back there.
Yeah, he was starting to get nicknamed Baker Wilson.
Hey, I mean, it was wide open, and he kept dipping, trying to cover that the crosser. So I was like, I'm gonna take it. So
I see. Word. So that was the Jets update, and you know, wrapping up our. How am I going to call it? Introduction. So yeah, let's get into the real nitty gritty.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
A little bit better, I guess. Okay, no, it is, actually.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Let's do this for the playoff predictions. We're in week 15? 15. We're in week 16. So at this point, guessing the prediction.
About to be 16. Yeah.
They were 15
yeah.
right now.
Oh, yeah. We're still in 15. Right, right, right. I'm thinking we're going to advance tonight. No.
Their money, yes, you know.
Exactly. So it's currently week 15. Do we look at the final playoff spots or do we do playoff predictions?
Because
it's damn near set.
There's a couple spots that are still
right. Oh, all right, let's discuss these final spots that are not set. Yeah. Let's start with the NFC.
NFC is pretty locked. The 7 is pretty locked for the NFC. Pretty sure.
Boz, yeah. I think he's going to win this week. He plays Uncle Charlie. Or did he play him already?
He got the play from Charlie.
Right. So he has 8 wins right now.
Next place is
Knicks. I mean, Knicks, me, and Panthers can all finish with 8 wins.
Let's see who Boz got on the schedule.
There's also Randy. Who's Randy playing? He's 7-7.
Yeah.
He's got his division.
But has he won it already?
Oh, no, he's got Knicks. Yeah, that's right.
No.
Right. I think, yeah, he has to play Knicks or something.
Yeah, just remember, I predicted Knicks was going to win that division. All right.
Honda smacked the shit out of the Knicks when I played.
When you played him? Yeah, but you got God Squad. You can't count that, bro.
Like,
yeah.
this was Philly of his league. I was like,
no, he's good, bro. Trust
no, me. He's good. It, bro. He needs time to build a team. Give him a minute.
See it, bro.
Well, he's got Natty and Chris to end the season, so true. He definitely can win out.
Yeah.
Oh no, he just lost to Dayton. That's disgusting.
He lost today, you said?
To Dayton, yeah.
Not to Dayton.
Yeah.
That's kind of sus.
Oof.
Fuck was that?
But he still can go.
Didn't Charlie just beat somebody?
He beat Teddy. Teddy?
Wastelands, Teddy?
I don't know how Teddy allowed this. That's kind of weird. I gotta admit. Yeah, so from this wild card spot, we have a wild card we have here. Who do you guys have for the final spot? Boz?
I think Boz has it pretty much locked.
And yeah. You guys think Randy is keeping that division? I know Chloro said Knicks is winning.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to look at his schedule. Because I know he just lost to Chris.
I don't even know if he has tiebreaker over Randy, to be completely real. I know Randy took 1 force win on him.
Yeah, Randy beat him twice.
Okay, so he's fucking...
So then he owns a tiebreaker, so...
So unless Randy...
But then, but Bucks has Lions and Colts. So he's got Y Day, and then he's got Day 10. So...
Right.
Good job,
though. I think he loses at least one of those, I think.
True, true.
Randy is going to get smacked by Wade.
Honestly.
I think it's a toss-up, to be completely real.
That's disrespectful. Don't be doing that to Wade.
Like, I'm going
to
stay with Nick.
Wade, but Randy been playing, bro. And Randy got a baby God Squad.
Randy just got smacked by Crystal.
Bruh. I didn't know, but so he's 7-7. That means, he's losing this division. He's for sure losing this division.
Yeah, he said Ruggs just cooking.
Oh, right, he had them looking like Mr. Krabs. So, is it unanimous that we think Randy's gonna be the one to lose out here? Y'all are wilding. Y'all are acting foolish.
Yeah, I think pretty much. I think it's him because 3 teams coming out of the West. So.
Right. No. My prediction is I'm gonna make it at 8-8. I'm gonna take Boswell's spot.
Boz has Teddy tanking.
Who's the Packers got?
forget who I got. Easy games. I think I got Chris once, the Vikings.
That's an L right there.
Nah, that's an easy dub. I got Vikings and Bears. Or that's, bro.
Who?
Who?
And you got Vikings and the Bears. Yeah,
it's light. Bears. It's light work.
But Boz has Teddy week 17. Teddy's losing on purpose. So.
Shit.
Eagles. So Eagles losing week 17 to keep you out again.
That'll be 8. So he's gonna have 8 wins.
That'll be 8. Nah, you got.
Fuck. Charlie, he already has 8. God damn it. Yeah. Your boy is already eliminated. damn, what's 49ers saying? I got a fish for wins. Damn, he plays Teddy too. Yo, what's good with Teddy, man? This man is ruining my season.
Teddy's trying to get his fee double.
I swear, sickening,
brother. Well, we're gonna talk about
yeah, exactly. We're gonna speak on this. So let's just move on to the AFC now.
Real quick. This is where it gets nuts.
Actually,
yeah, there's a lot of teams.
There was like a lot of teams for the last spots.
Yeah.
So who wants to kick it off?
What are we doing, a prediction or what?
I mean, yeah.
What do we think?
BTG coming off a big win against Banjo, the Bengals.
Yeah, I don't see how BTG misses. I mean, he's got Emmy next week, but
tough game.
Quay's got me week 17, and that's an L. So Quay's eliminated.
But is it an L?
A friendship game, though.
I swear, it's gonna be a lot.
I mean, there's a lot of teams.
League officials at the game.
So. Realistically, it's the Chargers, the Steelers, the Browns, and the Raiders for the last spot, and yeah, then the winner of the and then the winner of our division.
No, you guys are like, you're not in this race because it's a division race.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess you could compete.
Because so yeah, you
could,
you know,
compete for the last spot. True.
But
yeah.
So, the Texans, yeah.
All right, so let's go with make it simple. Who you got at 6? Who you got at 7? When the season ends?
Who's going first?
I got the Chargers, and who are the do the Steelers or the Steelers? Oh yeah, who does BTG play next week?
I think
he's got Emmy next week. He got Natty week 17.
So BTG,
yeah. Yeah, he's got
one win for sure, maybe.
Is that for sure though? I don't know.
Raiders has Preacher, the Broncos, and they has Chiefs. So nah. I mean,
Z might have to beat
Z, bro, to get
Z
in.
Z is gonna smack him. Who's Quay got?
Quay has
you
somebody and then Little Philly,
and he has
Banjo, I think, right?
Yeah, Banjo next.
Oh,
shit. Yeah, he's got Banjo
out.
Banjo and Philly.
So if they all tie.
yeah, Banjo's pretty much out.
If they all tie, then the Steelers hold the tiebreaker over the Browns. They don't have the Steelers and the Raiders played this year?
See, it's weird because the way Daddy Leagues has it, it has Banjo, or well, it doesn't have BTG.
Right now, BTG has the better conference record.
Yeah.
But it's only by one game. So, yeah, if they split them, it would be a one game. So, it'd be BTG.
So, the question stands, who y'all got at 6 and who y'all got at 7? I mean, I'll go since everybody want to just calculate.
I said
BTG
the Chargers
at 6
and then BTG.
And then fucking Quay at 7.
I got the Chargers at 6 and BTG at 7.
Yeah, that's
how could I do this to Headshots?
Headshots only has five losses.
He has a game
with
on all
2 weeks left.
Yeah.
No, yo, let me fix that. Yo. He's gonna stay at 6. Headshots is gonna stay at 6. And then Quay is gonna take over BTG spot. Because BTG be bullshitting. I've been a fan for a long time, though. I've been a fan for a long time. People just want to hop on the bandwagon right now. Like, bro.
If all he has to do is beat Natty.
Watch Natty beat him. No.
Watch Chargers might lose their next two games. They got Chiefs and Bills.
Yo, y'all didn't tell me that before I switched my thing, bro. I want to re-switch it back to my first game.
He's not beating D.
He's going to get 6, and then Quay is going to get 7. What y'all got?
No, the Chargers have 7. They have the best conference record out of all them. Even if they lose 2 games, they can still get a playoff spot because they'll have a lot. They'll have be up in the loss column. By record. Yeah.
Even with 2 games.
With the conference, even because they'll finish with all be 9-7. They'll all finish 9-7, and then the best conference record will go. And the Chargers has the best one out of all of them. Even if the Chargers lose this next 2 games. So they finish.
Yeah, I'll take Chargers and BDJ.
They can still get in even if they lose the next 2.
I'm taking, Chargers and BTG. I'm going to end my boys' season.
Man, that would be tragic, bro. I don't even know. Like, there's definitely, like, anime or something to, like, symbolize this. Like, where did this happen?
Because Headshot's just kind of ass. Like, he should have lost.
He is low-key fraudulent.
Oh, he's very fraudulent. Like, anyone's looking forward to that wild card matchup. Not gonna lie.
I mean, sure. Sure.
Okay, simple math here. I know it's simple math, and Madden doesn't agree with simple math a lot of times. But Headshots beat E-Free, and E-Free beat the Bills. So math says Headshots can beat the Bills.
I can agree to this.
But he can also lose the Preacher. Should have lost the Preacher. If he didn't restart, he was probably gonna lose. But
I don't even know what happened with that.
It didn't even have to restart. Preacher was in the game into going into the final drive. He had the last drive to go in and tie the game. And he threw a pick to lose. Nah,
last night he played, and they lagged out. And Preacher was up 14.
I thought BTG was just bullshitting when he was saying that in the chat. I was like,
nah, they restarted from 0. That's why BTG wanted Preacher to get that.
Right.
Messing with this playoff. that's on him, man. Gotta take the points. Yeah, man, gotta take the points.
You can't force people to win.
It was a good game. I watched it. It was a great game, actually.
Alright, I mean, so far, I'm the only one who's made predictions. There's a low-key echo that just started.
We all said Chargers and Steelers.
Oh, yeah. Right. My bad.
Right.
Yeah, so that's that for the playoff predictions. I guess we got a long list, so we could just move on. But yeah, there's a tiny echo that just started. I don't know whose shit it is. It's definitely little Philly. Your shit is green around you. But yeah.
I put the headset on. You should be able to hear me better. Right.
So, I want to break down the new fantasy real quick. We're going to start it. This upcoming playoffs, I haven't decided the reward yet. That'll probably be the usual thing. Whoever wins first is probably going to be like a dev or something, and probably going to be something for participation too. Right. So that's that. As for the format, I'm going to try to explain this in not too many words. So basically, what we're doing is we're switching it from, because we already have a fantasy, I guess we'll call it fantasy system, where we select Madden players. So like somebody will, for example, select Kyler Murray from Little Philly's team. The way we're changing it now, instead of picking Madden players, you're going to be picking users. So instead, you'll have your passing category, receiving category, rushing. However, you know, a fantasy lineup. And then to fill the lineup, you'll pick either Little Philly at QB, Blake at running back, E-Free at receiver, such and such. And then we'll have a specific way to count the points, so it's not going to be like, it's not going to be dumb. We're going to have a very specific way to count the points. Yeah, still debating. So after seeing how it works, we'll see how we roll it out in the regular season, and how we decide to make like the participation. Either it's going to be like a buy-in, or it's just going to be like regular things. To be honest, it might not happen if it's not a buy-in, but we'll see. Anyways, so yeah, it'll start this playoffs. So make sure to participate, everyone listening. Yeah, people outside the league can play, but obviously there's no point for this part, for the rollout here. Did I miss anything? I don't think so.
Yeah, you're good.
I think so. All right. So that's the new fantasy. What you guys think about it?
I like it better.
Right.
You don't get the hose like Z.
It does prevent us, like, that's like a side thing. I didn't even plan for this. It prevents people from, because right now when you pick a player, people know that you're going to pick this player. Like, if they're in the games, they'll like sit that player and not get yards with him. So that prevents that completely. And the main point for me is just to get people to know the use, like us as users, more than rather than the player, the little Madden players that, you know, nobody really cares about.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
I think it's a good idea.
Right. What do you guys think about the buy-in? Do you guys think it's too much? Because right now I'm only planning to do like 4 weeks in like one season for the first time. And you wouldn't have to participate every single time.
I think we should give.
You said it was like $5 or something.
Yeah.
I think we should give more notice. Like sometimes we do like 12 hours before advance, they'll throw a fantasy lineup out there. Like, I think we should schedule it like.
Yeah, exactly. But exactly, since there's going to be 4 weeks, we can literally pick them before the season even starts.
Yeah.
4, 8, 12, 16. Just right. Like that.
Simple like that, you know? So.
Yeah, people time to think about it, study it.
Right. The money part is what I'm wondering about.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find out what people think about that.
I mean, that's cool with me, but you know, I can't speak for everybody else. Can't watch.
No, exactly. I'm just trying to see what y'all think. Well, a little panel, you know. I get my how do you call
it? It's a sample.
A sample, right? That's what I'm saying.
yeah,
but yeah, that's.
Yeah, cool. I mean, I think it's you're always gonna have mixed signals just when you know you start bringing people's pockets into it,
right? Exactly.
Which you know, I mean, I have no problem paying $5 for a lineup, but. I think it's going to add, it's going to add shit talking. It's going to add some intensity to it. I think it'd be kind of interesting, kind of see it.
All right. I guess it's worth trying. And then we'll see how it goes. Right. So next on the list, we got some games of the week. I'm back on this shit here. I don't know how to announce this shit, but yeah, game of the week. I guess the first one we're going to talk about is the one that just happened with our main man here.
The winner.
Yeah, thank God you won that game. You wouldn't have been here if you lost. You've been like, bro, I gotta do shit. No, but
I gotta dip.
Yeah, bro, I gotta wake up early, bro. No, but yeah, it was a good game.
I do. It is
word. Word. You know, a dub will make you feel different sometimes. I know the vibes, but yeah.
It definitely felt good.
Sure, I can imagine. You won by a good margin. I think it was like two scores, something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It was off Bubba's first game of the week in Bless League.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting to watch him play. I hadn't watched him play before. I'm not going to lie. I thought he was better than this.
Yeah, me too.
I think he beat someone that looked like he was decent. I think he played a decent game versus J Money when he got in, I think.
Yeah.
So that might
both be his games against me were one score games. Right. They're both super close. Like, the only reason I lost the second game is because Kamara got hurt and didn't play the fourth quarter.
How yeah, much I won by 18.
Okay, right. So it was a 16. Significant margin. Question to you guys. How much do you put on him not having his team yet? And how much do you put on his actual skill?
I feel like he'll be better with a team that, like, he built and some people that are, like, fit his play style. Like, everybody get better once they get some parts that, you know, fit
their wheel. So you're saying he just lost because of his team?
No, because he won a bunch of games.
Word, so...
Like, he won a bunch of games. Like, right. He started 0-5, I think. Or he picked up an 0-5 team or something like that. And he's 6-8 now.
Right.
So...
Building your own team definitely helps, obviously. But yeah. He did a lot of
what about
a lot
for
of
this game stuff? Specifically, this game of the week that we just watched. Do you think he got held by?
Bad. I'm not gonna lie, he had people wide open. I was like, "What are you looking at, kid?" Like,
right, right. That's what I'm saying. So even
I saw it a bunch too, and like early on,
he was hitting that rollout with Josh Allen with the crosser. And he wasn't throwing the deep one. The few times he threw it, that shit was wide open.
And the one time he threw it for a touchdown, he waited too long and popped out the end zone. I was like, bro, what do you know?
So I don't know how much is on.
Well, that's what. So, I mean, the whole first, like the whole.
Yo, 2 seconds, though.
The whole first half and everything, he wasn't throwing those. So I just stopped playing it. I was like, if he's not going to throw it, I'm just going to try to eat the unders and try to get him. So. Eventually, the only time that when he got that seam shot, I was trying to switch up some defense and I got stuck on somebody else. It was the only time he got it.
I don't think he trusts Josh Allen.
How is Josh Allen normal?
The Bills have a rotating door of users.
That guy that played him, the Twan guy, before, all he did was pass. I mean, I thought he would at least have star.
Right. He was only here for like 3 games.
You're talking about Josh Allen being ass.
And he starts with but anyway, his update gave him a superstar.
Okay. Gotcha. But just my 2 cents on Bills after this game is I think offensively, I think he'll be okay. Defensively, he runs cover 4 cover 4 drop 2, whatever it is. He runs it a lot. That was like last Madden worked out pretty well. I don't think it works this Madden because he doesn't make any adjustments.
Yeah, I had 200 on the ground in 3 quarters.
To this day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'll run or do the RPO on that all day.
All right. So we'll see. Off Bubba with the built team. We'll have to see the comparison. All right. Upcoming game of the week. J Money, the Cowboys. Versus Boswell, the Seahawks. We're going to start it off with predictions.
J-Money smacking. J-Money smacking.
I was about to say J-Money, but clamping, dog.
Oh, so you're going with Boz clamping?
Strong with Boz clamping. I taught him well.
Yeah, that's the NFC East dude pulling up to the NFC West, bro.
What'd you say?
That's the NFC East dude coming to the NFC West, bro. Like,
yeah, you know, it's tough around here, man. They got the cupcake division over there.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, it would mean something if J-Money just smacks him up.
I mean, he still is the third in the West. I mean, he's still in the West, but, you know, he's still the
third. He's still the little bro.
Yeah, I definitely got Wise. I'm preparing him with a little offense, you know. He should be coming with something. We'll see.
All right. So you got Boswell. You got J Money. Who you got, Chloro or E Free?
I'm gonna take Bos as well. I think he's got the clamps. I think he's gonna take it.
Relax.
Who?
J Money do like to turn the ball over.
I mean, someone said J Money is a better daughter than Lil Philly, so
where they at on the list though.
So I mean, I can't not bet against Jay Money here.
It's a fraud. If
Philly
fraud,
can dot by as well, and Jay Money a better daughter.
Someone said then, 2 balls to 1. But I ain't
Oh shit!
Hey, right. I'm just looking at the daughters list. Two different editions.
Let me think about this. Jay Money or Boswell? I believe Boswell is going to win this one, simply because he's going to play this one like a playoff game, and Jay Money's just going to be casual.
Who?
That's my y'all point. Really out here putting the smut on Jay Money name right
bro,
now?
Jay Money is a known casual player, bro.
Oh,
he's a casual.
Man, this is disgusting.
He's a known casual.
This is disgusting.
Hell yeah, bro.
Jay Money went in the Super Bowl now. He gonna hear this podcast. He's like, all right.
We need the lone wolf joint, like NFL.
The Roy Jones clip gonna be playing in the background. Real. Y'all must have forgot.
Oh man, we'd love to see a primetime Jay Money. Could maybe stop Little Philly from three-peating, you know.
I don't see it happening.
Their games are usually pretty damn good though, so I think it'll be close.
Word. Yeah, so that's the predictions. I mean, both these teams are making the playoffs, kind of. Would you say this is
both lock?
Both are. Yeah.
I guess they can meet. They can meet pretty late. I think they have a chance if they win to meet in the NFC Championship. Would you guys say this is an NFC Championship preview?
Hell no. Kind of question.
We need to move Lonzo.
We can't be asking Philly.
That's what I'm saying. I thought somebody else would answer.
Little y'all Philly is the least objective.
Just let him. I put the ball up at the rim, and y'all just let him fucking yam that bitch. So fucking alright. Alright.
I think if the seeds stay as they are, this will not be. I think 49ers is going to have an upset in the playoffs of the Cardinals.
But that. Of the Cardinals. For sure. My goodness.
That's my boy. To this day. Man. You know, he's solid. I think he gets a little too much hate. He's better than y'all give that man credit for.
I mean, bro, nobody ever said he's not skilled. He just be doing whack shit.
Yeah.
Fucking tanking and then fucking breaking stat cap.
Nah, Blake said. Definitely always says that man is ass.
Oh, Blake said you said he's ass? Really?
I talk shit to everybody. I am an equal opportunity hater.
That's what I'm
dog,
saying. Like I never seen Blake actually say like, "Yo, this guy's not good."
Oh well, no, I have called. No, I call him ass to his face because he's definitely called me an ass as well. So,
I'm saying, know? But that's different though. That's not like saying like, "Yo, Millen is garbage." Like he's actually garbage. Like that's not the same, bro. Like. If somebody, if we're beefing in the chat, of course I'm gonna say you're trash, bro. Even if you're good,
I embody the blessed spirit. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. But that's why I differentiate. I differentiate like where you're just being a blessed leaguer, or if you know we're actually talking about something.
Little Philly, no, he 50 times better than me. But I talk more shit to Little Philly than anybody.
Every single person I play that's good. The shit talking is like next level. Blake's trying to get them ready for that game, dog. Blake is on their ass, trying to get them to play their best. And that shit be like, relax, brother. Let this shit fly.
Bro, he can't, bro.
To this day.
Oh, man. I got to. I can't be seeing this three-peat. Nobody want that. Nobody wants that.
For real, bro. We need to gas people up for the playoffs.
Facts. Somebody did
it. We need to, like, wave the money in front of them.
Hashtag Operation Takeout Philly.
Yo, go to an ATM, take out the $100 in $1 bills, and, like, yo, put the like, Blessed League prize money somewhere. Like, we need to get niggas gassed up about this.
This is crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's the.
I'm talking to you, Reggie. I'm gonna look right in the camera and say that shit.
Hold up.
Because look at your team, son. Look at your team. Mm. There's no way. He is the only person in the league that can match up with little Philly squad person for person. Like, what is he doing? What is he doing? Why he ain't in the ball? What's going on?
We need somebody to, you know, start actually playing Madden. I fuck with you with that.
What is going on?
Real talk. Somebody needs to start actually playing Madden other than Philly, bro. Like, he's the only one playing.
Somebody did this.
Damn. All right. So yeah, that wraps up J Money versus Boss. Pardon me. Fuck, man. All right. BTG. I actually want you to start this segment off, Blake, because you had some choice words for my man. If I was a real editor right now in the pod, we would be hearing like the actual words. Like, I would bring that shit back.
We'll get there.
But I'm not. Yeah, one day.
We just start. We start.
I'm not trying to do all that shit right now. It would be too much work. But yeah, you had some choice words for this man. Straight up. And he's snapping right now. I don't think he's gonna finish last. Can he still though?
Well, he can still. He would have to lose. He would have to lose both of his games.
Possible.
And Banjo would have to win both of his. Oh, I don't even think he can deal with the tiebreaker. Nope, he can't do it. Nah.
He can't deal with the tiebreaker. He has to lose out, and Banjo wins out. And
what y'all talking about for BTG to miss?
No, to not finish last. Because that's what Blake was saying. That
Nah, BTG, he already locked it. Banjo's locked in like last.
Well,
I mean, we got to give him a round of applause.
Because he swept Clay and Banjo, didn't he?
That's fucking crazy. Like, I knew, like, you remember last what I was saying? BTG might win a few here and there.
BTG stopped playing solos. How about that?
I'm trying to tell y'all, bro.
He stopped playing solos.
This nigga trying to build a team playing solos. The offense still 85 overall. Meanwhile, he did all the solos. What are we doing? He like, yo, just get into the game, bro. Start matchmaking. That's all I was saying. And now look at him being goaded.
Two claps, nigga. That's what you get.
Two claps. All right, let me cut this short. Because, you know, he's just being not assy. So, anything else y'all need to say about
I told him straight up in the chat that he got me.
He beat you?
No, BTD.
Okay.
Me.
Oh, wait. Facts, bro.
No, he ain't. Hell no. BTD beat me. Hell no. Smacked his ass.
That's funny as fuck. Don't do this to me.
That's why I said the Banjo. I was like, how are y'all losing to BTG, dog?
Are you losing to BTG? What? I don't even know how people do it.
You cannot
do
that.
You know what he's doing. No, but I watched his game against Banjo. He's running, like, this mid blitz.
Oh, he's running the actual blitz shit.
Bro, yeah, it's mid blitz with two purples and a deep middle.
Fucking cheesing me. But he wasn't even putting his own with Lucas. He was just going straight up, man. I was like, yo. Yeah. Disrespectful a little bit. Yeah, that's it for BTG. For 47 minutes in. Wasteman. The first ever Wasteman. Boswell, he wrote about the first ever. I forget who it was. Y'all remember?
It was Melon, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, it's Millen.
Was it really? That's funny as fuck. So Millen, you wilding for that, for being the first. that's funny, bro. We're definitely gonna use that argument. Say what?
No. He goes.
It's just like whoever he said, like, Millen, actually was like eliminated, like or like.
Mathematically, he highlighted Millen and Teddy.
Okay.
He highlighted Millen and Teddy.
They could still like win out, no?
Oh, yeah, I got a question.
They have to at least go 3-2 the rest of the way to reach to win 5 games. And Millen just lost to Puffy.
I got a question. How are we dealing with the new users that took over Elves?
Right, no. Exactly. I'm not counting that. I thought about that. I'm like...
No.
No, they don't. They can't.
No, build. Exactly. Because if you don't get to build your team, then even the principle of Wasteman shouldn't apply to you, right? Because yeah. that's the real thing. Like, you're just fucking up your team and you're giving away free dubs. So you're a Wasteman.
But like, maybe, like, take put, like, a stipulation team, of...
You gotta have an off season first. Cause I was thinking, even like week one, even if you take over week one, it's not the team you built, so fuck it.
I will say the saddest Wasteman.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. It's like a stipulation of, like, basically, if you come in mid season at any time, you know, you have at least a full season of you playing, right, before you can be eligible for a Wasteman.
Yeah. Like, something like that to where it's not like you're playing with somebody else's team and then getting murked for it.
The saddest Wasteman this year has you got to be Retro. It's got to be Retro. He went from...
No way! He's... Yo!
He's 4-9 right now.
Bro, that's funny. But he's got a... He's not winning his last two. It's a... Who is it?
Did you expect it? Anything?
He is J-Money, Luke, and Chloro. Like, he very easily is not getting that fucked.
How many wins is he at now?
He has four?
Yeah, he has four. Chloro,
that's a Wasteman watch. We have to put him on a Wasteman.
Chloro and
Yeah, Chloro. You're gonna have him play. That's his Super Bowl. That's his Super Bowl, right?
Hey, he'll be coming at your neck, dog.
Oh shit. Yo, that's
actually
lit.
I told him I'm playing for real. I told him he ain't winning. So,
right.
He ain't win the second one.
You need to win to get playoffs. And you slandered the fuck out of him in party chat, in the draft party. You can't forget this.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I
will not back down from anything I said.
Man, that's good. We need to watch that one.
Straight up. Bro, this is sickening. That man was one game away from the playoffs last year.
And now one game away from Wasteman. That's how he does, bro. He just want to be one game away all the time.
What does Teddy call him? Forever tanking?
Forever tanking, exactly.
Somebody did this.
For real, bro. I don't know who the other Wastemans are.
Ecuadorius, Teddy. What? Millen, Charlie.
Ecuadorius was in the playoffs last
year. I'm saying he had a crazy run. He took over NFC East 0-3 and still won. That's crazy.
He cut Rodgers.
I smacked him a couple weeks ago.
People don't be understanding how valuable
a Preacher, is. Charlie.
Preacher, Charlie, Millen, Teddy, Ecuadorius.
Dayton
got another dub. Dayton might get his 5. Let me see who he's got left.
The Bear. Well, no, the Bears is new.
Dayton's got Randy week 17 for the Wasteman. So he might turn up for that.
How many wins does Colts have?
What?
Randy.
How many wins does Colts?
Four.
He has that 4, yeah.
Including the one he had to, against Saints?
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, I'm looking
at him right now. Wasteman's making the end of season low-key interesting, though, right?
Yeah. So the Broncos and Rams are locked in.
Yeah, that's kind of
fun. And Millen too. Millen is too.
For real? Let me see what soundbite I can have for them.
Who did this?
Somebody did this.
Somebody did this.
There has to be a sad song in here somewhere.
Play. Tony Braxton.
The only sound I have is,
brother, this guy stinks!
Hold on. So you had a bad day.
Yo, I'm low-key thinking about editing that in, bro, because that's funny as fuck.
Don't do that.
Well played.
I mean, that's the Wasteman, you know? We hate to do it, but it's a necessary evil. All right, let me just move on. In better news, the most improved award. Who do you guys think should win it? Who would be your nominees?
BTG,
that's the first name that comes to mind for me. I'll have to check how good did he.
BTG.
He won like seven or eight. He won seven games last year.
Right, you know.
And he has 8 wins right now.
Right. So
yeah, we expect him to get one more. So it's really only a +2 jump. It's who we beat.
Yeah.
Puff. I mean, if we talk, Puff made a big jump.
You know, he did make a big jump, but he's finessing. He was being a fake bad user.
For me, the biggest, the most improved is Natty. You know,
Natty is the most improved player. That is my vote. I think we should have. I think we should have a league wide. I think we should have a league wide vote on that. I think I should. Yeah, for that one. What if I put together a vote for that?
You always got to think: are people gonna finesse it? You know, like how the users be, bro.
Well, you rank it one. You rank it 1 through 3.
Yeah. I have it like the NBA MVP voting. Like, first place is three votes.
We could talk it through in the commish chat or whatever. I'm about it. But we'll have to think, right?
I think we should pick the finalists.
Right. You know,
yeah.
That kind of makes sense. But yeah, exactly. We'll figure it out. So, I mean, I guess the nominees y'all got was Natty. Who else? Let me see.
Natty. BTG.
Steeler Nation.
How did Randy do last year?
Randy, I know he did decent. No, he did really bad. Oh, no, never mind. 7-9 last year.
Oh, so he's kind of on par. Jets, probably.
That child went from quitter to playoffs.
Efree went from 1-15. No, that's finessement.
No. Finessement. Yeah. I guess Headshots, he'd get him out of here, too. He's
no
quitter.
No word of a lie. Yeah, he quit.
Headshots went from quitter to playoffs, you know?
What about Wade?
Wade? But he made playoffs, actually.
He made playoffs, actually.
He did. Yeah. Did. He got the last wild card spot. But
now he's about to win division.
Right, that's low-key improvements, yo. You can't flame. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see. Let's not even give away the
what about J Money?
No. I don't want to. What? Hold up.
Who?
I think you said it. Hell no. I know the vibes, bro.
He did miss the playoffs and win, like, what, 7 games last year? Something like that?
That just means he was bullshitting, to be real. Yeah. So
Luke also missed the playoffs last year.
We're looking for, like, the really bad users becoming not bad users, to be honest. It was to like balance out the wastemans.
Well, I was just trying to find like 3 or 4 candidates since we only had 2.
It's easy as fuck, bro. Anyways,
I think Steph's scheming the next year most improved
for me.
Gaming,
bro. I'm a top 5 user in this league.
he can't even say it with a straight face.
Oh my goodness, bro. I'm number 4 right now just because of this season. I'm honestly gonna drop down maybe 2 face. Spots, maybe
that's
3.
Hilarious.
I'm top 10 for sure, though. Yo, top 10, yo. No, y'all bullshitting. Yo, surprise
segment. There's only 10 people in the league?
Nah, bro. It's 32. Surprise segment, bro. What's your top 10? What's your top 10?
Top 10? Let's see. We got me, 1 through 5.
Since I'm not in the top 10, I'm going to be subjective here. Let me do it. Because I peg myself around, like, 12. But I'm going to say, let's go Philly, yeah. J Money.
All
right. Imran.
Z. Lucas.
Luke.
Boz.
Quay.
Would you put Boz in your list?
Banjo. How many is that? Carolina.
Eight.
Okay, Boz. Perfect.
Nine. Right.
Who else are you going to find to put before me?
The Niners? I'm taking the Niners over you, Steph. I'm not
going to
lie.
What? The Niners? All right, fine. You can have Niners over me. And then who else?
I'm also taking Puff. I'm not. Puff?
Yo. Me and Puff. Wait. Let me see this real quick. Puff has 29 wins.
I'll take myself.
And I have 34.
I got Steph. I probably got Steph at about 11.
Hold on. Steph, let's take it back to the very first pod. What did you say? You said the first season really don't count because it's not who builds their team. I regret
saying that shit because it's not really true.
And then Steph, didn't Steph get the one seed in the first season?
He did. He had 15 wins first.
Yeah, because it's a fake year, bro. Because I know that shit, bro. Like, I've been knowing that shit. Like, I'm never going to get one seed again. Like, I know that shit. Like,
take those 15 wins out your win count, and you looking mighty.
Yo, hold up. Take the wins out the win count. Yo, I was 9-7 the year after and 11-5 the year after. I'm lit.
Yeah, that's good. That's like top half, but right, that's not exactly. Top five.
But bro, I snapped in the first season. Watch how I snapped this year. I'm going to have a shitty ass schedule because I'm not finishing number one as usual. Watch how I fucking snap, bro. Niggas is slandering the GOAT. I'm sick.
Who?
I am sick. Somebody.
Somebody did this.
Who did this?
I mean, Griff also just beat the shit out of you. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not even in the playoffs. And I'm... Bro.
You could have been with that win, though. Listen. Griff eliminated.
I could have. I really could have. But... but, listen, I can't play with Jalen Hurts at a Super Bowl contending level. That's impossible. Not right now. Once I get him to 90 throw power, for a fact I can.
We'll see.
To
this day!
So that was a surprise segment, you know. So let's end it off with the Boswell segment. Best Daughters. He put the part 2 out in the last week edition. I'm not gonna lie to you, I can't see it because I got the fucking I got our okay, but I know where I can get it.
Best Daughters part 2.
Can y'all see
basically
it?
Has NFC as number 1, J Money number 2, Lil Z number 3, Lil Philly number 4. Emmy number 5, Wade number 6, Quay number 7, Banjo number 8, Steph number 9, and Steeler Nation number 10.
I just want to see, because like, yo, how do I
move down 4 spots?
Yeah, like where I didn't dot? That's a lie.
You had a whole year last year where you was running the ball.
I'm not gonna lie. Really.
No, I started running the ball when Jordan Love got injured.
You ran Shorzy offense.
Because Jordan Love got injured and I had to play with Jalen Hurts. And then I was like, I was really trying to win. So I was like, I'm not gonna throw the ball with this guy. I'm just gonna run every play. But like nowadays, I'm trying to pass and shit.
Cost you on the dot list, dog. A bunch of people went down, though. Philly dropped the spot, which is weird considering. He is leading all world passing stats.
Who did
right
he put
now.
First? He put J Money, eh?
No, he put Luke first this time. Last Lucas? Time it was J Money. He's flip flopped him for this one. So now Luke's first, J Money second. Last time it was J Money first.
I just played Lucas. He threw 5 picks with his dude and then got bailed out by Saquon Barkley. What is this?
Look, I got a fire take about the Boswell. The Boswell is very Skip Bayless. Max Kellerman, Stephen A. Like, he just draw up controversy and get people talking about it. He doesn't really believe this. So, I think
Boz, he believes in this, bro.
No. Boz isn't in their DMs asking for tips on offense. That's what I'm going to say. He's asking me. But, you know, if I was truly the fourth best daughter, you know, he wouldn't be coming to me.
Yo, maybe he had already DM'd Lucas and then
Philly.
I don't know who.
Let me tell you how disrespectful this is. He's dropped you from third to fourth.
I know that.
Dropped you, son.
He put like,
dropped you.
I know, it's cool. And I'm getting them week one in the wild card. I'm not going to show them. I'm going to show y'all that fraudulent-ass defense. Damn,
bro.
Y'all think got to.
So, Boz really catching collateral just for putting out content. Damn.
Where are the Jets, though? Jets are on top 10?
Daughters? Yo, you got the cleanest handoff, halfback stretch left.
Cleanest I'm number eight in the league passing. Where's the top 10, though?
Oh, shit.
I'm not laughing at you, Cora. I'm laughing at Spencer.
Oh, I know.
Wait, oh, you're man. What? You're top
Z wasn't
eight?
Even on the first one. I didn't even notice it.
I'm number eight in the league passing.
I mean, this is your first year really throwing, though.
First year of the season, I was top 10 as well. I had over 40 touchdowns passing. Sam Darnold.
So why did you need to tank, though? No, I'm joking.
Did you see the roster around him?
Word.
That's all good. I don't care about those. Bosby spitting that. This is like Will Philly said, to create controversy. So it's all good.
So you're saying it's a salacious, how do they say? A salacious, I forget the word. That's the Boswell with the best daughters. I honestly, am I top five in the new one?
Hold up. Nah, you're like nine, I think.
You dropped from fifth to ninth.
Why they in front of Smoke? Bro, next year, y'all about to see some.
Bro, he had
y'all about to get me back on Ultimate Team, bro.
On the part one, he had Millen on the daughters list.
Yeah, that's
how.
That's how salacious it is, right?
Boz has a clear black QB bias. That's what it is. Black user bias. That's what it is. There is no reason.
Yo, what?
Explain.
That's funny.
Explain Luke and Jay Money then.
Right.
No, black user. Not QB, black user bias. You know, they both white men. You know, I'm a black man, so you know he's got to bump me down like they do to black QBs in real life.
Okay. I thought you heard. No, that's true. I see it.
Are you calling bias racist?
I'm not saying it's a subconscious bias. You know, it's just his natural.
It's just built. This man, he's a good runner. He's got good stick skill. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Yeah, high motor.
So let's wrap it up with on this little round of applause. This was the Blessed League podcast, episode 12. You know, had our usual host, Little Philly Blake, with the guest Efree, No Chloro. I believe that's it.